From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler. Laura Bickel is a featured author at this year's Ohioana Book Festival on May 10th. She has written contemporary fantasy novels under the name Elena Williams and recently released two young adult novels, The Hallowed Ones and The Outside. She lives in Columbus. Welcome to Craft, Laura Bickel.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk to you today.
It's wonderful to talk to you. Now, you are going to be at the Ohioana Book Festival on May 10th, showcasing your books, showcasing the new book that you've written, The Hallowed Ones. This gathering of authors is all Ohio authors, and I see that you grew up in rural Ohio. Where did you grow up in rural Ohio?
I grew up in Washington County, which is right along the river, right across from West Virginia.
Okay. So you just barely make the cut. Is that what you're saying? You're mere yards away from being a West Virginian?
Yes, we went to West Virginia for fun. So
okay.
Part of my heart is in West Virginia.
Okay. So Ohio was where you went to do work, and West Virginia was fun. Okay. So you also have a MA in sociology criminology from The Ohio State University and an MLIS in library science. So it says that you worked with data systems in criminal justice. I was really taken by this part of the biography, and it said you patrolled the stacks at the public library because since you had the criminology degree, you'd be able to track down folks in the stacks. Is that what you're getting at in this part of the biography?
Well, I had the opportunity to work in libraries after my career in criminal justice. And it was a lot of fun being able to explore the different things in the stacks. Research has always been my first love. So getting the opportunity to spend time with other people's books was a dream come true.
Okay. But you didn't have any major crime arrests in the stacks? Nothing like that. I was really hoping for a juicy story where you tracked down somebody who was, I don't know, stealing books, something along those lines.
I found chewing gum once.
Oh, well, that is a problem. So you now are writing stories. You've got, I think, two different series going on. And Tell me about those. Tell me about the new book, The Hallowed Ones.
The Hallowed Ones is the first in a series that I wrote for young adults. The sequel book, The Outside, was released last fall. And it deals with a protagonist, Katie, who is a young Amish woman who is facing the end of the world. And it was a lot of fun, again, to be able to do the research and explore some places that I hadn't been since I was a child. Because when I was a kid, my parents would take me to Amish country for fun on the weekends. And I would always look over the fence at these young women who were about my age, who had very different lives from mine, and wondered what it would be like to live in that kind of a society. And because the society is very insulated and very self-sufficient and very closed, when I began writing this series, I was thinking that they would be best equipped to handle a large-scale disaster. So it was fun kind of following down that rabbit hole of my imagination.
Okay. Now, is it okay to ask what the end of the world is in the books? I have not had the opportunity to look at them yet. Is this a zombie apocalypse, or is that a secret part of the books?
Well, it is a vampire apocalypse, but they're not sparkly vampires. These are the bloodthirsty vampires that Stoker had imagined.
Okay. And the young Amish protagonist might be better protected because she would have more access to crosses. And, you know, is that the kind of vampire they are, where they can be held off by religious symbols?
Exactly. And she also lives in an Amish community in which the church services take place in the family's backyards on a rotating basis. So in effect, her whole community is holy ground. And she doesn't really know what's going on outside for quite some time because she looks across the fence and all she can see is that the lights in the distance have faded and there are no cars on the road. And she just wonders. Obviously, something terrible has happened out there, but nobody really knows for certain.
Okay. So you were interested in the Amish. What was the thing that made you then say, okay, supernatural? How long did that take to get those two subject matters aligned in your mind?
Well, I've always written about things that go bump in the night. The first series I wrote as Laura Bickel was for pocketbooks, and that was for adults. The first book was called Embers, and the second book was called Sparks. And they were kind of Ghostbusters in Detroit with dragons and arson. And I had also written another couple of books for pocketbooks under the pen name Elena Williams. And they were about a criminal profiler who uses tarot cards to solve crimes. So I've always been kind of fascinated with the things that go bump in the night. But I'd also been curious about kind of apocalyptic literature. And when I was thinking about how to put that kind of a story together, the memory of visiting Amish country kind of came back in my mind, and I hadn't seen it done before, so I thought either there's a very good reason why it hasn't, or it's a good idea.
Okay. Well, if you've got two books out of it, I'm guessing you're now leaning towards the it's a good idea
Yes.
part of it. Okay. So tell me about your background in writing fiction. You've been writing things that go bump in the night, as you say, for a while. And why did you come to that? I mean, that's an interesting topic to take on for somebody who's got a background in criminology, which would lead you to be the more, I would think, sort of factual. Let's get the evidence, let's get the, you know, the physical things. And that's a different branch.
It definitely is, but a lot of criminology deals with the motivations behind why people do really bad things. So I think that there's probably, I think that there's probably been a certain fascination for dark things, but when I'm writing fiction, I can deal with them in a fictional and supernatural and not realistic way.
Okay. So have you been to Ohio, Anna, before?
I have. I've been several years and it's always a great time.
Okay. What are you looking forward to this year? Have you've seen the list of folks? Are there particular people that you're saying, oh, this is a great Ohio connection that I'd like to make when I'm at Ohio, Anna?
Oh, I'm always thrilled to get the chance to meet other writers from Ohio. I mean, every person that I've ever met who has been, attended Ohioana has been just a wonderful person to have the chance to talk to about their local connections, about where they got their ideas. So I'm looking forward to meeting everybody.
Okay. I've noticed that your two adult novels have also been translated into German. And I was really interested in that and thought, is this something, how does it happen to come into German? Was that something that you had pursued? Did you have a background in it that would lead you to say this would be a good connection here?
Well, that was kind of a surprise. Sometimes foreign rights sell, and you're just fascinated by where they're going to wind up. I've been thrilled with the German books. The covers are absolutely gorgeous. Russian rights were also sold for that series. And interestingly enough, for The Hallowed Ones and The Outside, we recently sold French rights. So it will be interesting to see how French speakers who may not have the connection with the Amish that we do as Americans would interpret the story of a young Amish woman.
Do you have a connection with the doing the translation? Is there a part of that that you're familiar enough with any of the languages to look at that?
Oh no, that is completely placed in the hands of capable experts. And my extent of the involvement of the process is when I get an email that says that foreign rights have sold, and I get up on my desk and do a happy dance. And then some months later, I get a box in the mail, and there is the German or the French edition of the book, and the happy dance is repeated.
Oh, excellent. So what's next for you? What idea are you working on another book? What is going to be the next Laura Bickel publication?
Well, I've got a couple of things that I'm working on right now, a couple of adult projects, and I'm also working on a YA project. So stay tuned. They all do have to deal with supernatural themes, which will come as no surprise.
Okay. And when we see you at Ohio, Anna, we'll be sure to keep mirrors away from you and garlic and all of those things so that it won't be a problem. Because I'm sensing maybe some real reasons why these things are happening and why we had to have this interview at midnight. So I see how this is all working out. Well, I want to thank you very much, Laura Bickel, for talking to me today on Craft. The books, again, are The Hallowed Ones, The Outside, Embers, and Sparks, the most recent ones. And we'll have those on the Craft website and Facebook page and all that fun stuff. So, Laura Bickel, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.